Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam! And Bam throws it and gets it into the hands of Derrick Jones Jr. What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down, and Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando. Looking down the floor, the football pass all the way down the floor. Tatum turns around with it. Tatum throws up a prayer off the rim, and Miami wins game one. Tatum had a look, but it didn't drop, and Miami in overtime beats Boston 117-114. Maybe one of the most thrilling games I have seen, and I can't tell you how long.
Man, that's got to be great. Mike last night on the call on the radio, just really. That I agree, man. That was exciting. I didn't even see that thing going to overtime. Next thing you know, out of the craziness of officiating and plays made by both teams, and here you have just a crazy game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Just absolutely crazy last night. Anyway, we want to check in on the text machine, 305-567-0560, if you want to join us. Zach, what do you have coming in all morning?
Real quickly, by the way, Pete Thamel from Yahoo Sports just wrote on Twitter that the sources say the Big Ten coming back and will begin the weekend of October 24th. It includes daily rapid testing as a fixture of the plan. A statement from the league is coming soon.
God, that's
so it looks like the Big Ten is coming back, but the end of October, October 24th.
God, that's late though,
right,
man.
That's all the responses to that guy's tweet are, I cannot believe how late they're coming back in October.
Just like unbelievable. Like, right. I don't know. And by the way, the Pac-12. I think Oregon's just, I think Mario Cristobal is going to say, all my best players have left. We're done. We're not going to, I mean, I'm joking.
Right. They lost a lot of guys.
They got fires from going on right now from the northern tip to the southern tip. And everything else that that state's dealing with.
Yeah, it's a lot going on out there on the West Coast. A lot in the text machine right now, 305-567-0560. I like this one that says, Bam snatched Tatum's and Boston's soul with that block last night. I mean, he's going in for that dunk. The first you're thinking is it's going to be a foul, right? Like, there's going to be some sort of contact.
When he went by Jimmy Butler and he was getting up, and I was like, oh, boy. He had dunked to win this thing, and Bam just kind of hanging down there around that rim, and just what a beautiful block, man. Just,
I mean, where does that rank for you? For me, that's the second best block I've ever seen, maybe, I mean, I think ever, right? Outside of that LeBron chase down block in the finals, I can't remember anything better than that.
So I hate to say that, and I know people always do what have you seen lately and throw it to the top, but listen, it's gonna rank up there just because the importance, the timing,
right,
all that stuff comes into play. It's gonna be up there. It's gonna be on the top plays. You know, we talk about the Ray Allen jumper. Of course, that was in the finals. But yeah, that's gonna get in the party with all the great plays in the history of the Miami Heat.
What about LeBron's block on Splitter down the middle? That dunk, the one-on-one block right up the middle. Forget about the when he came from out of nowhere and blocked that shot. But Splitter trying to dunk right in LeBron's face. The huge block there. Yeah, they're up there too.
There's been, yeah, there'll be going to be a lot. And LeBron's obviously going to have his share of
them. He's got a couple of them, yeah. What the bubble has shown us is what teams need, that external motivation, and what teams are internally. They have that drive from inside. It's heat culture, baby.
I said that. I said that same thing earlier. This is all about, this is all part of that. People go, the Heat are always talking about culture. This is part of that culture. This is part of that culture. This is the part of what Udonis Haslam is going to get paid from $25,000 to $50,000 by corporate America to fly around and tell the story of playing on all these teams that he's been involved with, and he's seen it as a leader. I mean, everybody's looking for it. And UD, by the way, UD's going to be the big winner in all this stuff when it's all said and done.
Of course.
Do you agree with that text, though? Because I don't. I mean, I find that, you know, momentum shifts and stuff like that can kind of like easily be overcome because you don't have that boost. I mean, that game would have been in Boston last night. I think it might have been when they get out to that early lead in that game. Is it a little bit different? I mean, you got 20,000 people on your ass at that point.
Yeah, but they're all playing in this situation, and some teams like the Clippers just checked out. I mean, yeah. What a weak-ass team that is. And these guys have been, since they left, we've been talking about it. Hey, man, there'll be no drama. There ain't nobody leaving. Well, they did have somebody. We'll never probably know the true story about none. But their core guys are like, hell, man, we're here to win. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I just seem to have a little different attitude going into this than a lot of other teams that were there.
So someone texted, and it looks like a guy listening to us up in New York on FAN 660, Boomer Esiason and Joe Beningo were going at it about the Jets. Boomer sticking up for Adam Gase.
Always does.
Right? He goes, it was like Joe and Omar going at it last year.
So Boomer is that guy. He's the guy that has gone after the writers and everybody else about, you know, nobody knows. But I got to tell you right now, Boomer can say whatever because I know Boomer's getting stuff from the head coach because I know how that works because I was getting stuff from the head coach. And so he's the guy. He's the guy getting the stuff. But Boomer, who is he's getting where he's on his own on this one. Like Boomer, I know you know football and you know it better than everybody else and all that other crap, but you can go after all those guys all you want. But there's been a lot of junk happening here. And if you need to know more, call me, Boomer. I'd love to tell you about down here.
Let's see. The Heat are a world-class organization that knows how to give us a great product. So basically says, unlike the Dolphins, the dumpster fire Dolphins.
Listen, that you're right. They haven't had anything in common over the last, since the Dwayne Wade stuff. We have not had anything in common running organizations. I agree. Until we prove it and we show it, those are going to come in and you can jump on the Heat bandwagon. I get it, man. And you can throw everybody else under the bus in this town. I get it. I do. The other three got a long way to go. I will not, and nobody, there's not one person in the football community down here of the Dolphins can say that we've got this thing figured out the way the Heat do. We just haven't done it yet. Looks like it, right. But you got to see it play out, right? Got to see. We coaching them right. Are we seeing development of young players? It's been one game, and we have structured this thing, you know, for this year's draft and next year.
Yeah, gotta win.
And by the way, I don't know. You know, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard to get to 500, even with all the improvements on this team. Anyway, what else you got?
Someone said Derek Jeter's house is known as St. Jetersburg, and they want you to get Jeter back by having somebody pose as a prospective home buyer for St. Jetersburg. Let them take a tour of the home, inconveniencing, annoying the douchebag renters, Tom Brady. And at the end of the tour, have them say, to be honest, I thought it'd be a lot bigger, you know?
So you can't, I'm guessing, from what I understand on the big houses through friends of mine, like you can't just walk through as some like Joe fan. You have to be qualified, like super rich, to be able to afford that house.
Oh, I'm sure.
What do you think? They just let some guy off the street? Like, hey, me and a wife like to see that house. Like, no, that you got to get, like, even to look at it, they got to know you can afford it.
You can't be lucky. You can't be have a $500,000 pre authorization.
Wait, Joe, are you saying you're out of the running?
Yes,
Joe's out.
I'm broke.
He's not buying.
Since you always like to bring up my money and what I'm making and stuff, I'm broke.
I don't know if you're broke, but you're not Brady House rich, I guess, or Jeter House. Whatever
I'm just
it is.
Broke, and quit worrying about me every day. I'm fine. Don't worry about anything. What else you got coming in?
So the Clippers, huh? Doc Rivers, probably the most overrated coach in the NBA. The team is the attitude, had that attitude that they already won championships, except for Kawhi. Who else on that team has won anything?
Why does it fall on the coach? I don't get that.
When your team doesn't play well in the second half, three games in a row, the coach has got to be right there with it. Are you kidding?
But how about the fact that Kawhi is a massively overrated player and Paul George is basically a bum? I mean, that stuff gets no attention. You want to rip Doc Rivers.
When did Kawhi get overrated?
Kawhi's always in my mind. At least he's always been overrated.
Oh, you're the one.
Wow. He won a championship with a great Spurs team, and he beat the Warriors, who, I mean, had nobody left.
You sound so stupid saying that. You
That's
really
fine.
Do.
I mean, he struggled to get out of the
you
East.
You want
to
say
year.
How good Kawhi? You want to go back how good Kawhi was against LeBron in that series? Do you right. really
barely
want to talk
gets
about
out,
that?
Barely gets out of the East with the Raptors and beats a hobbled at best Warriors team.
I would love to know where you come up with these theories about Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard sucked yesterday.
Yeah, well, now we can watch the Western Conference Finals from home.
That's not has not to do with what you just said about. You took him out about San Antonio and Toronto, and that makes you sound stupid. If you're not giving him credit for what he meant to those two teams, you're nuts.
He was a good piece to both of those teams.
Oh,
absolutely.
Jesus. You're unbelievable.
And if the Warriors were at full strength or even close to full strength, that series would have been over
you're
in four
on
games.
The injury thing. Right. Well, that's part of the games. Like, part of the games is who's healthy and who's not. And how can you play if you're a little injured? That's the way all sports are, Wood. So, just to make your argument, you're going to go, well, I agree. If Golden State was completely healthy, especially starting with Durant, and then later on, they lose another one of their key players, we wouldn't be going, you're right. They probably would have won, but they didn't.
Right. Those
they
things
didn't.
Didn't happen, though, right?
Yeah. All right. Sometimes.
I don't even know what to say to Hollywood. It's just
stupid.
Right. That's exactly what
Kawhi's Kawhi's overrated. Right.
Don't say stupid because you disagree.
Well, not overrated.
It's stupid.
Hugely overrated.
You don't
hugely
think Kawhi? What?
Right.
Go ahead. Tell me he didn't play in back-to-back games.
I'll tell you what. I'd take that guy in a heat over him any day.
Jimmy Butler?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
Not me.
I just like Jimmy. Winners. I don't know. Not guys who, right. Beat a hobbled Warrior team and get crowned.
Well, the last champion was him. He's actually the one who's the defending champ.
You are.
He's out. Right, yeah.
They could have thrown either of your two fat asses on that Raptors team. You guys would have won that series.
You're right. With Kawhi just get out of the way. Hey, Fat Joe, right. Come over here and give me a screen. I'll be fine. Okay.
Oh,
I only got 5 minutes, though. Right. Hey, by the way.
The Warriors just called up the G League because the whole team's hurt.
Wow. You're the excuse machine, man.
Hey.
Kevin Durant already signed with Brooklyn. It was game two.
I thought you wanted us to go to break because I was going to tell you we got Charles Davis going to join us about 5 minutes from now. I thought you'd want to know that.
He
Zach,
did
you
say
got,
that. Yeah,
Zach, you
I
got
did.
Anything for me?
Right, something better than Hollywood at this point. Nation Claim Services, my friends at Nation Claim Services. They have built up a team of professionals with over 30 years of combined experience assisting homeowners, businesses, and condo associations with their insurance claims as a result of property damages or loss. They helped me, folks. I had disaster with my previous claim adjuster. They took forever. It was a pain in the butt. They didn't give me any details. I was underpaid. Thank goodness I called Nation Claim Services because guess what? They came in. They were professional, quick, easy. That's how I can sum up my time with Nation Claim Services. I got them to come over and I got a free no obligation inspection. You can too. Call them today. 888-94-CLAIM. 888-94-CLAIM or get that at mynationclaim.com. Get that free no obligation inspection. Have them look at your house, your dwelling, your business. Have them go through your insurance papers to see what you're covered for or not, and have them deal with all the details related to your claim, ensuring peace of mind that your claim is not overlooked or underpaid. Keyword there, underpaid. Nation Claim Services is the company you could trust to fight for you. They service the Tri-County area, Monroe County as well. Call them today. 888-94-CLAIM, 888-94-CLAIM, or the website MyNationClaim.com. Get that free no-obligation inspection. You'll feel better about everything going into what we are, a dangerous storm season. Nation Claim Services is the answer before and after the storm. All right, Joe, jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now to talk to CBS's own Charles Davis, our buddy. Charles, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Charles. Not as good as you, but we're doing okay, man. We're doing all right.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Man, your first game with a CBS team, I thought it was going to be a good game. I thought we're going to see big growth on the Browns with all those sexy names at skilled positions. And the Ravens just pounded them. That might have been the biggest surprise of week one for me. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think we all went into it thinking that we had a chance to have a good game. We had a fear that we would get what we got because we thought the Ravens were really good. And I didn't see how they weren't going to be even better with the additions of Calais Campbell, Derek Wolfe. Brandon Williams gets to move back to the middle, so the run defense ostensibly is going to be better. Patrick Queen. I mean, I just don't know that an organization in the league had a better year, a better offseason, draft, free agency than Baltimore did. Now, some had good ones, don't get me wrong, and you could argue that maybe they had as good an offseason, but in my opinion, no one had a better one. So we were eager to see that, eager to see the growth of Lamar. But on the flip side, we had to keep reminding ourselves that this Baltimore team has continuity. And that's a word you're going to hear out of my mouth a lot this year, guys. With everything that happened with COVID, no OTAs, no mini camps, no preseason games, I do think the teams with real continuity, head coach, coaching staff, star players, core players, have an advantage, and I thought we saw that in the first week. Kansas City on opening night, very impressive. Baltimore, very impressive. Tennessee, they didn't play a great game, but they got a lot of continuity, found a way to win, right, even though their field goal kicker tried his best to kick it away. So I feel like you did, but the bottom line is third and two, a little bit more than a minute and a half. If Odell Beckham catches that ball that Baker Mayfield puts on him, they at least probably get a field goal going into the half, and we have a 17-13 game. Instead, he drops it. They miss the field goal. Baltimore goes down, scores. It's 24-6, and now it's 88 and out the gate.
Yeah, that changed the whole thing. Wow.
Right, and I think that you said it right with the teams that have been together and then versus the teams that have new offenses or new coaches or new anything, because Brady, Phillip Rivers, guys like that in their first week didn't play as great as they probably wanted to in their openers for their new teams. And that has a lot to do with what you said, right?
As we think they will. Yeah, right. And as we think they will, right? So some of these teams, we may have to just adjust things to say, and you hate to say it, and Joe is a guy who played and played at the highest level, the idea of treading water in any locker room is anathema. No one wants to hear that. We're not treading water. We're going to win every week, right?
Right.
But these teams who are on what I'm going to call a six-week program, because you can do all you want with the Zooms and everything, and all that's great. But the truth of the matter is on the grass, really doing things, and don't forget ramp-up period and all that, it's 6 weeks.
Right.
Stefanski in Cleveland, 6 weeks, right? You're talking about, every new coach, Matt Rhule and his group in Carolina, 6 weeks. That's what we're talking about. And teams we think that might be good there, I'm thinking the second half of the year is when they probably get dangerous. Phillip Rivers adjusting to Indianapolis, 6 weeks. I think the second half of the year, but they're going to have to tread water in the first half, perhaps.
Hey, Charles, I want to ask you about Cam Reed and the Reed option. It led and was the big stinger for 217 yards on the ground against the Dolphins defense.
Yeah.
Surprised at all that he carried the ball that much, or were you expecting he was going to be back to old Cam?
I thought something in the middle there, frankly. I didn't expect 15. I thought we'd get a good 7 or 8, truthfully. At his age, coming off the injuries, I thought there might be a little bit more of that protection, but he looked like a frisky young colt out there. And how about Josh McDaniels and what he dialed up for him in order to give him extra people? That offensive set, that one with, what, seven offensive linemen, fullback, right, tight end, the whole deal, it reminded me, and you know, we've talked about this, guys, the college game and the pro game are mashing together more and more. That reminded me of when I saw Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game one year with Brett Bielema. Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator. They trotted out something very similar in that game against Nebraska. They called it the barge formation. And they just battered them with it. And that's what it is. It's a power set. Here's everyone up there. Try and stop us. And then you have a 250-pound quarterback running behind it. It was very impressive that way. We'll see how we do going forward, and I'm really excited to see them go to Seattle and Cam and Russell Wilson match things, because now the ball may have to be in the air a little bit more for New England, and now we'll see where Cam is in the throwing game with the Patriots.
Charles, as you can only imagine down here, especially in South Florida, a Dolphins fan all over social media, after Ryan Fitzpatrick throws his second interception, forget about the third one. You can imagine what social media and what media guys
are talking about. You know where it's going, Charles. Go ahead.
Right. When do you pull the trigger, Charles? Right.
No. The social media I saw all said, oh, no. Fitzy the entire year. No doubt. I'm just kidding. You guys know that. And you guys were more than prepared for it. I don't know who won the pool, because I know you guys had a pool about when's going to be the first time that it's a full-throated roar to go get him out. So whoever, you can already declare a winner, right? But that's not a surprise. This is up now to Brian Flores as a head coach, Chris Greer as a GM, you know, obviously in conjunction with the ownership, to understand where they are as a franchise, what they're trying to build, and making sure that they bring that young quarterback along the right way. It's one game with Fitz. And by the way, if you haven't followed Ryan Fitzpatrick's career, you know there's some clunkers in there. That's been the biggest thing that's kept him from being a full-time starter every place he's been. Because when it's like the old nursery rhyme. When he's good, he's very good. But when he's bad, sometimes. And I hate saying that because he's one of my favorite people in the league. I love Ryan Fitzpatrick. Everybody loves Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's not to love? And he is so much fun to watch when he's on his game. But he'll throw those clunkers in there. And that's what you have. A little patience. They're going to have to, you know, ride with him for a while longer. He knows his role. He knows when it's time to step aside. I don't know that after one game that this is the right time. But none of us are surprised that the yelling has already begun.
It's hard. You know, the New England thing, and I know there's a culture up there on how to win, and it's still strong as can be, but Josh Allen and the Bills look like such a complete team. I don't see a lot of holes in that group. What are your thoughts as they get ready to come to Miami?
Yeah, the only hole that they have, truthfully, in my mind, is figuring out that they are the bully of the block and not, well, we hope to be the bully of the block.
That's true.
Because I've talked to people in Buffalo, and their thing is very simply, they much rather have New England carry the mantle. They don't want to be the front runner. They don't want to be that team. And they don't do it totally. I don't think it's all out of fear. I think a lot of it is just very simply, we haven't proven it yet. As somebody highly placed in their organization said to me, and I thought it was really apt, they said, you know, since we've been here, GM, head coach, this group, we're 0-6 against the Patriots. Why should we be the favorites? And I said, yeah, but that's 0-6 with Brady there and this and that. Yeah, they're like, yeah, but still, it's 0-6 against the Patriots. So that's what they're counting on. I think you're right. It's a very complete football team. They are my pick to win the East, the AFC East. Buffalo is. But I do think New England is going to press hard for a playoff spot. I mean, I think Bill Belichick's going to have more fun coaching this year than he's had in a long time. Similar to Pete Carroll when Seattle went through the transition of losing the Legion of Boom and all those veterans, where Pete could finally come in and not have to have a debate every day. He could come in and coach his team instead of throwing something on the board and, coach, what do you – geez, can I just coach the team? And now he's coaching that team, and you see the results in Seattle. I think Bill Belichick has the same thing, just different. It's not a debate. It's just fresh blood, young kids, and anyone who was doing Subway commercials in the off season heading into this one knew something more than we did. because I think he was going. I think he knew this was going to be fun for him again to be that type of a coach.
Yeah, Charles, thank you, buddy. I know we got to let you run. I can hear them clicking, going, Joe, shut up so he can go. We got a lot of work to do with Charles Davis. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, great to talk with you guys as always. Thanks, you take Charles. Care of yourselves. We'll talk down the road.
You got it, man. Right. Thank
Charles
you.
Davis from CBS joining us for a couple of minutes. And Joe, we come back after the break. The Big Ten has made a formal announcement, and I have the details.
All right, we're going to have that coming up. But right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I love talking about them. If it was up to me, I'd spend about 20 minutes talking about those new Tahoes they have, and another 10 on those Suburbans, and another 20 on Silverado trucks, because they got unbelievable deals going on. Chevy Open Road Sale event is on, and they got great across the board. 2020 by far, I mean by far, not taking shots any other years, but man, the products as far as look and price and all the things important to you, more space, even if you want something smaller, and safety features, all the things important to you and your family. When you sit down at one of the many South Florida Chevy dealerships, you're going to find out this is it, man. This is as good as it gets. Silverado trucks have never been more durable, never had more styles to choose from to fit your life and what you need the most for your family and work. And then the 2020 Traverse, oh my gosh, it's got all this family room for you and doesn't compromise any of the style. So the big family can get in. They're getting older. They're taking up more space, more friends. Don't worry. The Traverse has got it for you. And how about the Equinox SUV? Our small SUV, but yet, let me tell you, style and really plenty of substance to it with all the technology and safety features. And then to the 2020 Chevy Blazer, say no more. They got it figured out. The Blazers never looked better, never been better than it is right now, starting with an unbelievable look. Hey, listen, if you're starting to look around, make sure you spend some time at your South Florida Chevy dealerships, all right? I don't care if you're in Dade, Broward, Monroe County. We got fantastic deals going on for you right now. They want to work with you. You're going to love your experience. Hey, fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Well, we're back, and great for you. Appreciate you being with us. Love it when you spend a little bit of time with us in the morning, whether you agree or disagree with everything, including the text machine at 305-567-0560. Real quickly before we go to those text to the text machine, American Heritage Delray head football coach Brian Sheridan passed at age 45. Was a head coach up there, and was a hell of a player in his own right as a linebacker. Just a really sad story. And so anyway, our condolences to his team and his family as well, as we've lost a few athletic directors and coaches over the last few months in high school. So anyway. Yeah. Zach, on that note, without being
way too young. No,
yeah,
way too young. And I'll try to brighten everyone's spirits a little bit, because the Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Listen to the Joe and learn how you might win. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to finscu.com. That's finscu.com. Keep listening for your chance to win. AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, the Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com. Joe, before the break, I told you about the Big Ten. The official announcement is out. The official announcement from the Big Ten is now here. October 23rd, 24th start. December 19th is the title game. 8 weeks, no buys, tight window to fit in a season for college football, a playoff consideration. The key to all this was rapid testing. Per Big Ten release, this is all from Pat Forty, his Twitter, positivity rates will be judged by green, yellow, and red percentage for both the team and the population, which is not defined in the release. Get in the red, that's 5% of the team, or 7.5% of the population. You must stop practice and completion for a minimum of 7 days. There'll be daily antigen testing, enhanced cardiac screening, and an enhanced...
I have no idea what he's talking about, any of this stuff, by the way.
Key factors in the new medical protocol.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. All,
started
all
throwing in different colors
about,
and antigen testing and stuff. That right. sounded very complicated.
Yeah.
Right.
All I
so
know
they're
is,
playing is basically what we're getting at?
Yes.
They're going to play, but so here's one of the things I thought of as Zach was going through the colors. I was thinking, so you're going to play 8 games. Everybody else can play 10. So they're playing 2 less. So how is that going to fit in? And I guess the other 3 Power 5 conferences that are playing, how do they feel about letting these guys jump in late? Are you still going to let them have a chance to play in the Final 4?
Well, they always lose in the first game, so I think they'd be okay.
I know, but that's not the question. I mean, the question is...
Yeah, let them in. They're not very good anyways. Just let them in.
Ohio State's got a good team. Ohio State's always got a good team.
Yeah, and they'll get killed by an SEC team in the first game. By the way, do you think Harbaugh's bummed out that they have a season now so he can lose to Ohio State again?
It won't matter. I thought you just said Ohio State's not very good.
Oh, they're better than Michigan.
I'm glad they're back. Listen, I just feel bad. There's whole Pac-12 just follows the Big Ten around like the little brother that follows Big Brother around, and they go, wow, you just went back, and we're in a mess. What's the Pac-12 do now? Do they jump in this, or do they just say, sorry, we're going to play spring football by ourselves? I don't know. It's such a mess. It's such a mess because now the 8-game schedule – of the Big Ten is going to ask the other 3. I know you're playing a few extra games. Can we still get into the party if we're good enough? And if you guys think we're good enough, can we get in with everything?
Well, the Pac-12 is a good option because the MAC isn't playing, so the Pac-12 can have Tuesdays.
All right, what else you got coming in, Zach? Anything else
this sure.
morning on the machine?
First one that just says F the Big Ten. That's the first one that just came in. Another one says, Doc Rivers has been milking the Celtics championship way too long. Steve Ballmer looks super upset as he watched the end of that game. I'm sure he was upset at that point.
Money can't buy you love, man. Money can't buy you a championship.
Can buy you players.
Can't. Like, you can bring them in and think you got the right guy, and then they just – if I was the owner, the way my team played the last 3 games – against the Denver Nuggets in the second half, I would be so pissed off.
Why is it Doc Rivers' fault, though, that his team didn't wake up? I mean, is it really his job to motivate them and give them a rah-rah speech before the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, who plays and who doesn't play and all that stuff falls under the coach, yep.
No, I understand that, though, Joe, but like it's not his job to give them some kind of big fire-up speech and motivate them.
So people are going to say the team turned them off. You want me to give you all the things going through this through the years? The team turned Doc Rivers off. They weren't listening. They were done.
I just think that Doc
if Rivers you're not giving Doc Rivers consideration to get fired, then come right. on.
He should.
Probably like should what else can they do?
Well, who's next on the recycling list of NBA coaches? Like who is going to take that job?
Well, it doesn't matter at this point.
Has anything to do.
Who's up next?
What does that have to do
fresh
with?
Voice. New face, new guy talking every day. That's what happens, Hollywood, in case you haven't been around sports. Have you seen what happened to every coach
Joe,
that's
I
out
understand.
Early?
I get what you're saying, but I just I'm sick of blaming coaches when these stars don't perform. I think that's a kind of a weak way out. But
they don't get rid of players. They get rid of coaches. And all the coaches are lost in this thing early, damn near every one of them, half of them, lost their jobs.
Doc Rivers doesn't have the greatest record in the playoffs either, except for that one championship. A little bit overrated too, maybe. Hey, this is a good one. Hey, Adam Gase and the Jets, thank you for taking the heat off us. Signed James Dolan and the Knicks.
I think it's funny, Boomer. So Boomer, like, is obviously, and like, somebody's going to call Boomer. I like, Boomer, listen, man. Everybody knows Adam Gase is your boy now, so, like, you like what you see, like
right. Can you be honest?
And Boomer, like Boomer, you're on that CBS team, so you saw what went on down here with them, like, and it's the same a lot of the same stuff that's going on up there. He hasn't listened. People have tried to help him. He ain't listened to anybody. From the way he handles players to the offense is just it's same offense as here, same numbers. Anyway. Right.
Yep. Let's see what else we got here. Someone said, breaking news, Robert Kraft's going to buy Jeter's house gifted to Brady. I don't think so. I don't think that relationship is as close as it was, huh?
I think they're good. I think that one will always be a lot tighter than Belichick and Brady.
Here's a good one, Joe. Put Hollywood on a timeout. Dumbest statement ever. Kawhi has two finals, MVPs, shut down LeBron, not only offensively, but lockdown defender. Paul George is a bum, though.
He got the MVP of that last finals because he's the only guy left standing. He's the only guy that could walk over to the podium to get the damn trophy.
By the way, the best part is Paul George, by the way, you can say whatever you want about Paul George. He is that bad.
He is a bum, yeah, he is.
The big chaser just hadn't been able to chase. Like, where's he go now?
Remember, Paul George had a few really good series with the Pacers against the Heat, and he kind of fell off ever since then.
Yep. He was. He was pretty good for Indiana for a couple years.
We did snap his leg in half, right?
Oh.
Yes. In one of the worst injuries ever. Yeah.
Listen, I give him credit on that. That comeback was impressive. All right, what else?
Jimmy over Kawhi is an actual argument. I don't think Kawhi could push these Heat young players the way Jimmy could.
I just think Kawhi's a better player.
He'll give you better numbers. He's just a dope and a loser. I mean, if that's what you want on your team.
I'm really not sure you could call him a loser.
That's why do you even respond? He's got two rings.
I know.
And he's a big part of both of them.
Two finals MVPs.
All right, well, I'm going to watch Jimmy tomorrow night while Kawhi's at home.
All right. You do that.
Selling his New Balance shoes.
One bad game, and you put him in the he sucks category. That's great.
Here's the question for Hollywood. Why does it always fall on the coach, huh? Bro, for three games, it couldn't drop the pick and roll. Now he's blown a 3-1 lead three times with three different teams. How are you defending Doc? If it wasn't for Andrew Bynum getting hurt, he'd have zero titles. He's overrated as hell.
Yeah, when did you start doing the –
I'm just not a huge, especially in the NBA, I'm just not a huge coach blamer. I mean, when your team's loaded with stars like the Clippers are, I'm not going to jump on here and like blame the coach.
And I'm telling you.
I mean, stars need to step up. Like, if you're up 3-1 in a series and you collapse, I mean, it's real easy to blame, it's real easy and convenient to blame the coach because you can't do anything with the players.
All right.
I mean, you can't fire Kawhi Leonard. Or Paul George, you can fire them.
Well, that's so stupid.
You can trade them and get rid of them.
Everybody in the league like to have those two on the team, even after they disappeared yesterday. Disappeared.
I don't think everyone one of the wants greatest Doc as their coach.
Disappearing act of one of the greatest ones we've ever seen in a playoffs, those two together.
Right.
Don't sit next to each other on the plane going home. My God, you don't have much to say to each other.
Here's a funny one. Can you imagine Pat Riley as GM and Spo's coach of the Dolphins? Sure.
Hey, listen, they built something special, man.
I know. I just think it's fun.
And so when people take a shot at the Dolphins because of what the Heat have done, I understand. Like, I'm not going to defend, like, oh, you're wrong. Like, what? Are you kidding? Pat Riley, through obviously the owner signing off and the people he's got, that thing is a well-run machine. It's controlled. There's one way to do it. There's no breaking rules. They get certain kind of players. Not every guy's made for the Heat and the way they practice and they work and the team first. And not if you're about your numbers, don't come here. I give them credit, man. Why would I not? They're clearly ahead of the other three professional teams in this town right now. I mean, it's not even up for debate. Well, you think somebody in the Dolphin organization is going to get mad about that? It's true. You're trying to figure it out.
Right.
I know. You tell us every morning that the Marlins keep winning.
Marlins have looked, it's the best young pitching maybe they've ever had from one to about five or six right now. I'm guessing they're all going to get better. And now it's about figuring out. They're going to be in this little playoff thing, but we're going to figure out, and they got to develop some young everyday players. But that was a shot, too, so whatever, man. Yeah. Whatever.
That was the best block ever last night. It's heads up, not a chance. His head was down. This isn't an older, hobbled Iggy or an older Reggie Miller. This is a 23-year-old stud with the advantage and momentum going against a stationary Bam. Best block ever in a playoff moment. It's not even close.
Huh. Wow. All right.
How could it not be close? I mean, the LeBron chase down block, I mean, that sealed the greatest finals comeback ever.
Right, it wasn't the NBA
finals. Come on.
That was just an actual really good block.
Like, you start talking about blocks or great plays, it's hard, especially when your franchise and the NBA have had so many. I mean, they could do highlights and do an NBA special an hour on great blocks in the history of the league under big game circumstances. But last night was a saver, man, because that thing was going down. He was so far over, he might have dunked his own head through that rim. After the ball.
Look at this. Pat Riley said, I'm going to keep calm. I'm going to build something special before my time is done. And a couple of trades later now, look, three wins away from the finals. I recall when the Heat didn't make the playoffs and people were saying, Pat's done, too many bad contracts. Who's going to be the leader of the team? And now look.
They did say that. They're like, Riley got old. He's done. Now that Dwayne's gone, he doesn't have that guy that piece that he can tell everybody, come join the piece. It's not happening. But I know that sound right there. That means, Joe, shut up, man. You're done. Levy and Stugatz are coming up next. You guys have a great day out there. And make sure, even if you're debating on life, try to get along at the end of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.